Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, 4:2. Now the Mishnah is going to go off topic here. We're going to talk about other kinds of Minhagim that have nothing to do with Pesach, but since in the previous Mishnah we said the basic guiding principle, which was that one has to keep his local custom, and he has to keep the custom of where he is now, and he has to be strict for both. We'll have a similar kind of principle guiding in a few Mishnayos here. This particular Mishnah, actually, to be honest, is not speaking about Minhagim per se at all. In fact, when the Mishnah says Kiyotzibo, which means something like similarly, this is in contrast to the other word which means similarly, which is Vechein. When the Mishnah says Vechein, it means the same principles at work, just has a different manifestation. And when it says Kiyotzibo, we mean that something seems similar, structurally similar, perhaps, or the externalities that seem similar one to the next, so therefore we're going to mention them together, but the guiding principle at work is not the same. And that's what's happening here. Our Mishnah actually, in truth, is not referring to Minhagim at all, but actually a din, but it's structurally similar in as much as we're contrasting when you have conflicting dinim relative to where you are now versus where you came from, or vice versa. And our topic here in our Mishnah here is the halachas of Shvias, and particularly the halacha of Biur on Shvias. So Shvias is the Shemitah year, the seventh year, and there's an obligation called Biur, which is basically that one has to rid from his possession, I'll call it for right now, produce at a certain point when that produce is no longer available in the wild. The idea being that the Pasuk says that in the seventh year, the land is Hashem's and everything is hefker, ownerless, and one cannot work the fields and so on, but that which grows naturally, I'm ignoring the Isser Derabban here for a second, is this or Sfichen, whatever grows on its own is mutter for everybody. So you can't plant apple trees, of course, but apples that grow on the apple trees are permitted to everybody. And the Pasuk says not just everybody, but to the animals in the fields as well, from which it's learned that everyone has equal access, and as someone who would restrict access to his private apple tree so that his neighbors couldn't access it, would be over Nisra Daraisa, and restrictions can come from there. But the basic idea is that the apple tree now is not privately his, it's everyone's, including the animals, and one has to conduct himself as such, which means you're prohibited, amongst other things, from harvesting too many apples and bringing them home, etc. Now, so long as there are apples available in the trees for the animals, so then apples in your home, at least if you take them in small quantity, that's fine. At some point, the apples will no longer be available in the wild. At that point, since the animals can get it, you can't have special access to apples. So at that point, it's called the time for beer kicks in, and you have to rid yourself of those apples. You can't have special dominion over the apples. So there's a cutoff period. The cutoff period is when they're no longer available in the fields, in the wild for the animals, then no longer allowed for you as well. At that point, the time for beer, getting rid of the apples, kicks in. Now, two things. First of all, what do we mean by beer? And second of all, what do we mean by available in the wild? So as far as what we mean by beer is, it's actually machlokus. The Rambam learns straightforwardly that beer means destruction, like beer chametz. And that being the case, when the time comes, there's no more apples on the fields outside, then the apples in your home must be destroyed. Most Rishonim ever learn that, to simply rid them from your possession by being mafka them, by rendering them ownerless, relinquishing ownership of those particular produce when the time comes, is sufficient. And then after he is mafka them and makes them available to the public and everyone else, he can reclaim them for himself if he so chooses. And that is certainly what you see people do in Eretz Yisrael these days. So that's what we're talking about, biur, getting rid, removing from your possession, even if you reclaim it after you're mafkaret, according to most. As far as available in the field, so this whole Mishnah, actually, this topic appears in the ninth parak of Shvias, the end there of Shvias, and there it says that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three different zones, kind of like microclimates, climactic zones. And since what fruit is available in the wild in these different zones vary from zone to zone, so therefore we are concerned not with what's available in all of Eretz Yisrael, but what's available in your particular zone. In other words, that's sort of a necessity, right? Because just because the apples are finished on your tree, does that mean they're unavailable in the wild? If they're available in the next tree's over, of course. So you have to draw a line somewhere. So the Mishnah says there are three zones. You have Yehuda, like Jerusalem environs. You have Galil, which is to the north of Israel. And you have Eder HaYarden, to the east of Israel. Those are three separate climactic zones, three different halachic zones. And we're talking about if in your particular zone, the given item of produce is no longer available. So our Mishnah is going to simply say, like structured like the previous mission, which is if you're coming from a zone where time for beer kicked in and you've moved to a zone where there's no beer on this particular fruit yet, still you have to be strict and do beer. And similarly, if you've come from a zone where there's no beer, but you enter into a zone where there is now beer on this particular item of produce, you have to do beer as well. Strict both ways. And that's what the mission says here. Kiyotibo, similarly, at least structurally, similarly to the previous Mishnah, meaning you should take the strictures of both. Hamolech peros shvias memakum shekalu. If you take Shemitah produce from a place where that produce is no longer available, lemakum shelo kalu, to a place where it, yes, is available. Or alternatively, memakum shelo kalu, you started the produce from a place where it hadn't yet been consumed in the wild, lemakum shekalu, when you transport it to a place where it is now no longer available in the wild. In both scenarios, chayav leva'er, the obligation for beer kicks in now, restrict both ways. Fine. The second sentence of this Mishnah, taken out of context, and here it is really taken out of context, it appears also in Masech HaShvias, is very difficult to understand. I'm going to tell you what it means, and then we'll do our best to see it in the words, although you're not going to see it in the words, not really in the words, because there's no context here, and the words themselves, even in context, back there in Shvias, are hard to understand what they mean. Literally. But in any case, the basic case here of our Mishnah is, what happens if you have pickling in a jar, let's say three different kinds of vegetables? So you have your green tomatoes and your red peppers and your cucumbers all pickling together. Delicious. Now what happens if when Zman beer kicks in for the first of those three vegetables? So there's no longer any red peppers available in the field. So you now, of course, certainly have to be concerned about the mixture. So the question is, what do you do with the mixture? And actually, believe it or not, there are three opinions in back there in Shvias. Rabbi Eliezer goes strictly, and he says, listen, if any of the three items are forbidden, because beer is kicked in, all three of the types of foods are forbidden, because each one has absorbed tastes of the others. And Tom Keiker, we're concerned about the taste, there's taste here, which is significant, and therefore, since your cucumbers are infused with pepper flavor, and the peppers have beer, so too does the cucumber have beer requirements. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He's going the strictest. There's Rabbi Yeshua, who has a very lenient opinion, who learns out from some verse that even if one of them have passed or two of them have passed on the deadline for beer, all three remain permitted because each of the three contain elements of heter, and that's sufficient when it comes to Zman beer. It's a very lenient opinion. And the third opinion is that we don't consider taste relevant as far as beer goes, meaning the obligation to do beer and rid yourself of the produce applies to mamashos, actual substance of the fruit, but not to the flavors in the fruit. And that being the case, you just have to take each different type of vegetable as it comes. When the cucumbers are no longer available in the fields, the cucumbers have to be removed from the pickling jar, and then the tomatoes get removed, and so on. The halacha is like that third shita, that we don't concern ourselves with taste when it comes to beer, and Rabbi Yehuda is coming from the same position. So Rabbi Yehuda is basically coming off the question that we just raised, which is what do you do if you have three different kinds of fruits pickling in the jar? And his answer is, well, each fruit, one at a time, has to be removed from the jar because now time for beer for that particular fruit has kicked in, and we don't concern ourselves with the taste that's absorbed from the species that has to be mivor, has to be removed and absorbed into the species that don't yet have a beer requirement. All he actually says, though, is essentially, I'll read the words exactly, actually. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo, we tell him, the guy who raised the question, do I need to get rid of these pickles now that there are no longer any cucumbers in the field? We say, yes, you do, because tsei v'have lecha afata, which means something like, go ahead and look for yourself, and if you can't find cucumbers, that means the time for cucumbers have arrived. That's his sentiment, that's his point. The actual words literally mean, tsei, go out, v'have lecha, and bring for yourself afata. Also, you like, go right ahead and try to find cucumbers. And the proof will be in the pudding, so to speak. If you can't find cucumbers, cucumbers are now forbidden because Zman beer is kicked in, but the other vegetables in the jar, the tomatoes and the peppers, still remain permitted. And that basically is the halacha l'maisa.